know only that the rapacious people, if they are not careful, they are seduced away and decide that what they've got to have is respectability, which destroys one, almost anybody. That is, nobody seems to be brave enough anymore to be an out-and-out blackguard, a rascal, that sooner or later he's got to be respectable. And that finishes it.
Why aren't they blackguards?
They ain't brave and strong and tough like they used to be. That's it's the curse of the times, maybe. And maybe there's a three or four color printing of advertisements have been too seductive, a picture of a fine big car in two colors with a handsome young woman by it, so you almost think the woman comes with a new car to make the installment payments. And one is there's so much pressure to conform, to be respectable.
More than in the Victorian.
I think so, yes. In the Victorian, they tried to force you to be respectable to save your soul. Now they're compelled to be respectable to be rich. Well, I think that possibly the old Adam in man suggests to him to be a blackguard if he can get away with it. And when there's a great deal of pressure to be respectable, if there is a great enough reward for the respectability, he will choose that in preference to the pleasure of being a scoundrel and a blackguard. That people don't have enough verve and zest anymore, which is not the fault of man so much as the fault of the time that we live in, where there's too much pressure against being an individualist, and a good first-rate scoundrel is an individualist. He don't really belong to a gang. Once he's got to join a gang, he becomes a second-rate scoundrel. But a first-rate scoundrel, like a first-rate artist, he's an individualist. And the pressure's all against being an individualist. You've got to belong to a group. It don't matter much what group, but you've got to belong to it, or there's no place for you in the culture or the economy. Maybe to belong to a gang, you might escape the atom bomb.
Are you saying that he has to be a scoundrel to be an individualist?
No, sir. I say it. A scoundrel, to be a good one, must be an individualist. That only an individualist can be a first-rate scoundrel. Only individualist can be a first-rate artist. He can't belong to a group or school and be a first-rate writer.
You could have some grudging admiration for Flem Snopes, who pretty well sticks to his character.
Well, until he was bitten by the bug to be respectable, then he let me down. I had an admiration for him.
Do you think
Flem
any good Snopes? Is that boy of X seems like a nice little fellow. Is he going to get depraved too?
No. He turned into in his way a pretty good boy. More than a more of Snopes. Tried to remove himself from the aura and orbit of Snopes.
Somebody once wrote, Mr. Faulkner, maybe this is apocryphal, that a couple of Snopeses who hadn't yet been described, but who might, were they described, were named Dollar Watch Snopes and Money.